been holding me back.
The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
We have Ange Pippos on the line, chatting to the Chicks Talking Footy team with Fiona, Breeza and Moddy, and we're talking about the Pride game tonight. Angela Pippos is a journalist, writer, and television and radio presenter. She is best known for anchoring the sports segment on the ABC TV News for almost a decade, and one of the first brave women to venture into the world of breakfast sports radio. Angela recently, this year, released her second book, Breaking the Mold, Taking a Hammer to Sexism in Sport, and released the television documentary she wrote, produced and presented about the rise of women in Australian Rules Football League of her own that aired on the Seven Network in February 2017, right after the first ever AFLW game. Welcome, Angela.
Hi, Chicks. Good to be with you again.
Thanks for coming on, Ange. And we'll just have to wrap it up there because your intro has taken all of your spot.
And I only read half her bio, yeah, so there you go.
You've done a lot of things, you have.
I have done a lot, and I've got one more to add to the mix, which is very exciting. I'm making a second documentary about AFLW, and Fiona, you mentioned the opening night. Well, about halfway through that first match between Carlton and Collingwood, my co-producer looks at me and says, "Do you know, we should really be documenting the season." And I said, "That's a great idea, but I'm really too busy. I haven't seen my family for about a year. I just need some time off. I've just written a book. I need a rest." Anyway, late in the night, I was a little emotional. And I said to her, "Okay, let's do this thing." So then the next day, we started filming.
No way.
So we've documented the season, the 8 weeks, those magnificent 8 weeks in our lives.
Wow.
And it'll be on the ABC in early September. It is called, and this is an exclusive for you, for the Chicks.
Oh, love it.
It's going to be called Heroes, yeah, with the H-E-R in red and bold.
Ah, clever.
And it is a big celebration of the inaugural AFLW season. So it's great.
Bree here. We're tonight celebrating the second Pride game. Interested in your thoughts on the Pride game 12 months on.
I love Pride Game. I played a role in it last year. I was lucky enough to be there and to host an event, and it's really important. We can't have too many conversations about this, can we? Because there are still people, sadly, in our society who cannot be themselves, who feel the pressure from whether it's family or sport, or just generally in society, they cannot be true to themselves. And as we know, that creates all sorts of problems, you know, depression and mental problems, because you're just pretending to be someone that you're not. So I think it's great that the AFL has taken a stand on this, and sport comes with all sorts of other, hyper masculine values, and it makes it really difficult. If you don't conform to that, it makes it difficult to exist in that world. So, look, you know, it's really important, and sport can reach a lot of people. We know that. And let's just hope that this celebration of diversity continues to grow, because it certainly has its place on the calendar.
Earlier in the week at the Saints launch in Melbourne, they talked about, you know, if we want to be the best game in Australia, then we have to lead in this sort of thing. And I think that's right. Do you think a game can then turn into a round and therefore help change community attitudes?
Yes, absolutely. Sport has the reach that so many other sections of society just don't have. Sports in a really unique position, isn't it? That it can be accessible to so many people, men, women, boys and girls. And I think that it's important that this is allowed to develop into something more than just a game, and that it is, embedded into the AFL fixture. That would be wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Because I talk a lot about gender equality, My book was about that. But, you know, that's only one part of it all. I mean, you know, diversity and equality and inclusion is about more than just gender. And I love the way the AFL has taken a leading role here. And I would love to see it grow, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, observing the Women's League, and it certainly sparked discussion in the women were so much more open about their sexuality. And, of course, Erin Phillips, when she won the Best and Fairest, felt quite comfortable kissing her wife on the lips. Yet the men still don't feel comfortable doing that. So it's exciting to see the women leading the way in this area as well.
It is, and people have said to me, you know, do you think that will have an impact in the AFL and that men will be more comfortable about their sexuality? And, you know, I've pondered this because when I was first asked it, I hadn't had a chance to really think it through. And I said, look, I hope so. I hope it does. But, you know, like masculinity is just a different thing altogether, isn't it? We've had sport and masculinity, you know, arm in arm for centuries, but it's one particular type of masculinity that's acceptable in sport. And what we need to do is to show that there are different types of masculinity and that they all have a place in life and in sport. So I think if there's one thing that AFLW can do, it is hold, you know, a mirror up and show the men that this is how we do it. We're really happy with who we are. We're not hiding. We're not pretending. We're comfortable with our sexuality. And maybe some of that will help men in the AFL speak more openly about these matters. But I'm not so sure because, you know, I've been in sport 20 years and there really is one type of masculinity that is championed. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard for men who don't live like that, who don't conform to that one type, I can understand that they would feel that they're not wanted, that, you know, they would feel excluded and on the outer. So yeah. I'm really hoping that the women can make a real difference here, not just for themselves, but for men as well.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and we really appreciate your thoughts on all of that, Angela, and we wish your documentary well. We'll certainly be tuning in on the ABC when it comes out. And, yeah, we'll see what happens in this space over the next 12 months. Thanks so much for chatting to us, yeah.
And thank you so much, Fiona, and thank you for the work that you do as well, because long before, you know, gender equality was fashionable in sport, you were doing it. You know, you have had a space, you know, on the Australian sporting landscape doing it, talking about it.
Yeah, and, thanks,
you know,
Angela.
Congratulations to you guys as well. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks so much.